Hey, welcome to the Morning Mix After Show. So the other day on the Morning Mix After Show, we dove deep into Ray Parker Jr. Because Whip said he knew a lot about Ray Parker Jr., which he did. And then on accident just now, at the end of the show, we were talking about Jamiroquai, whose name I've said so many times now, I'm afraid I'm saying it wrong. But it's Jamiroquai. And Jamiroquai had the song Virtual Insanity, so we played it. I don't even remember. Oh, because of the Dua Lipa album that's called, Jamiroquai wrote this. What's it called?
Oh, gosh.
Optimistic. It sounds like Virtual Insanity, yeah. Kind of.
Optimistic Hoobastank or something like that.
No, Radical Optimism.
Radical Optimism. And I said, that sounds like a Jamiroquai album. Yeah. So then I looked into Jamiroquai. Okay, here we go. JK is the guy. He's the singer. He's born in London. His parents are Portuguese. He's a musician. And in 1992, he launches the band Jamiroquai. Okay. And then they have the big hit that comes out called Virtual Insanity. That was like the biggest hit that came out. He had some ups and downs. He was charged with assaulting a paparazzi in 2001. There was an altercation at the premiere of Star Wars Episode II, Attack of the Clones, that he was also questioned in, where apparently he went after another photographer. So apparently this guy does not like the paparazzis. But anyway.
He doesn't have that problem anymore.
I guess not. Apparently he spent all his money on cars. They say by 2013, JK owned hundreds of sports cars, according to this, for the variety of vehicles that he owned. They said he does drive a lot of them very often, and then he sold some of them. He competed in a celebrity race back in 2012. He got third.
If you're ever on a game show where the question is, what do JK and Jay Leno have in common?
Yeah, there you go.
Now you know the answer. Lots of cars.
In 2012, he finished third behind AC/DC vocalist Brian Johnson and actor Kelvin Fletcher.
Wow.
There you go.
I will say, you know, no one's addressed it, but then I'm looking at pictures of him. It's been a minute. You remember the dude who got the most famous from the raid on the Capitol?
With yeah, he looks like that guy.
Hat? That's kind of like, this is what this guy looked like. Like
he modeled himself.
He really did. Like when you go back and look at him, I'm like, what did that always remind me of? Oh, it was this of Jamiroquai.
Yeah.
Like, hat game. He always had furry hats, and it was like always made crazy faces.
He also said that he had a quote substantial cocaine habit, but he stopped in 03.
Okay,
we have learned a lot.
Yeah. Jamiroquai, who knew?
Yeah.
The only thing I have to offer is Hillary Duff also had a song called Jericho, and that's all I've been thinking about while you guys have been talking about Jamiroquai.
There's got to be a connection to Jericho, Chris Jericho, Jericho.
Well, Jericho means like the is that like a prompt? Some sort of like, is that like the in between heaven and hell? Is that what Jericho is?
Purgatory?
Or is that a place?
Purgatory?
Yeah.
I don't know. Jericho's a TV show. I know that.
Jericho meaning.
Yeah. What does Jericho mean?
Well,
it might be.
Yeah. The friend
City
named Jericho.
City of the moon in Hebrew.
There you go.
Yeah. The Virtual Insanity song, I will say that its message only gets more true every single day, the more technology we have. Because even at that time, it was like, hey, it's all this virtual reality stuff. We got to get back to being real people, whatever. Now I can't imagine how much more true it is.
You might say it's all become virtual insanity.
But I'm
thank you for your time. Yes. This has been the Morning Mix After Show. This is what you come here for, right? No, what are you talking about? Listen to the Morning Mix live weekdays from 5:30 to 10 on 101.9 The Mix, or listen with our free Mix app. It's in the Apple App Store and Google Play, right next to all of the Jamiroquai albums. Album? It doesn't matter. We'll see you tomorrow on The Mix.
Dude.